And 6:06, it is clear and 64 degrees in Tulsa, on our way to 85. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. True to his word, Matt Capobianco comes to Tulsa. He and his wife are the South Carolina adoptive parents of Veronica Brown. The couple offered to work out an arrangement so that both families could see the girl grow up, but offered no details.
What's best for Veronica, what's best for everyone concerned, is for this to be over. I haven't found the solution, but I'm here, wide-eyed, open-minded. My commitment, my resolve is as strong as ever, maybe stronger.
Outside the Hyatt Hotel in downtown Tulsa, protesters gathered yesterday. One said she was a close friend of the Brown family and that the Browns have been burned in the past.
Now they're hollering they don't have access to her, but they did. They've had conversations on the phone with her. They've had many in there. They're twisting and lying so bad it's not even funny.
Governor Fallon, meanwhile, is urging the Browns to meet with the Capobiancos while they are in Tulsa, saying otherwise she may be forced to sign the extradition to South Carolina for Dustin Brown. Now, both sides this morning are talking to each other through attorneys. What is in a name? Well, it really depends on who you ask. The Tulsa City Council will consider again tonight if to change the name of Brady Street. The street is named for early Tulsan Tate Brady, who had ties to the Ku Klux Klan. A vote last week was called off when it became apparent that the council was deadlocked with the tie-breaking member out of town. A new report out just this morning from the American Cancer Society says Oklahoma is falling short in its cancer-fighting policies. Oklahoma lead volunteer Michelle Brown says part of the problem is the number of uninsured Oklahomans.
The Affordable Care Act, it helps patients, as cancer patients and other patients with different diseases that cannot get insurance. With the Affordable Care Act, it gives them the ability to at least have the option to have insurance provided to them.
In addition to access to care, the report says Oklahoma needs better tobacco control policies. The Grand River Dam Authority is moving forward with its new natural gas-fired generation plant. The facility will cost $400 million. It will be built near Choteau in Mays County. Well, some Tulsa grocery stores will soon be changing hands and names.
Reese's is buying three Tulsa Food Pyramid stores. Stores at 71st and Garnett, 51st and Harvard, and 41st and Peoria will soon become Reese's locations. Talks are underway to sell the remaining three Food Pyramid stores in Tulsa to another buyer. Food Pyramid moved into the Tulsa market several years ago when the Albertsons chain exited. Susan Crane for KWGS News.
An 83-year-old Skytook man is hospitalized after being shot in his upscale Skytook home. There are no signs of forced entry at Ken Cooper's house. That has police thinking he may have known his attacker. A group of legislators and advocates for improving Oklahoma nursing homes are criticizing House Speaker T.W. Shannon's decision to reject an interim legislative study to explore the issue.
We're here again because the crimes of deficient nursing homes continue as always. When special interests have their way, we fail to see progress.
Oklahoma City Democratic Representative Richard Morissette cited a study done by a Florida-based group that gave Oklahoma an F grade and ranked the state 48th in nursing home care. Our weather forecast, sunshine and very nice, a high today of 85. A slight chance of rain tonight, 63 for an overnight low, and tomorrow, clouds giving way to sunshine in 85. Right now, it is partly clear in 64. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.